Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 384, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. Growing up, my entire family was obsessed with winter sports, from cross-country skiing to snowmobiling to downhill skiing. Starting in fourth grade, I joined my first after-school ski program. On most weekends, you'd find my family at a ski mountain. And when we weren't outdoors enjoying nature and all of its glory, we were watching sports, whether it was football, hockey, or every 4 years, the Winter Olympics. To my family, the Winter Olympics were like the Super Bowl. And that obsession and tradition of tuning into the Winter Olympics carried on for years. And in 2014, I remember my eyes glued to Shaun White, who, after winning back-to-back gold medals at the 2006 and 2010 Winter Olympics, was the favorite to win gold at the 2014 Games in Sochi. But he didn't even podium. After his disappointing performance, he tried to figure out what he did wrong. And here's what he realized. It was nothing to do with snowboarding, he said. The qualifying runs took place 4.5 hours before the Olympic finals. And in those qualifiers, Shaun scored a 95.75, which turned out to be the highest score of the night. I had the winning cards, as he put it. I just couldn't put them down when it mattered most. So it wasn't physical, he said. It was mental. Before his final run, Shaun said he knew that he was going to lose, that he wasn't going to be able to put down his winning cards. He was overly focused on winning, on the medal, on the external expectations, and as a result, Shaun said, my mind was just not in a good place. And he finished fourth And after the games, he stated, "I picked apart my personal life away from the snow. I picked apart things that were upsetting me, how I was portrayed online and in ads. Do I like who I'm working with? When was the last time I spoke to my brother? When was the last time I hung out with my friends? When was the last time I worked out?" Those are the things I started to change in my life. It was nothing to do with snowboarding. After Sochi, Sean started working out habitually, stating, "Not for the physical benefits, but because I know after a good workout, I'm happier." He deleted most of the photos of his Instagram because I didn't like all the old photos of me with the long hair. He reconnected with his brother. He prioritized spending time with his friends. I made all of these changes that made me a more complete, happier person, Sean explained. And then once I went back to snowboarding, I was just a happier guy on the snowboard. Fast forward to the 2018 Olympics, Sean found himself in a very similar position. It was a deja vu of the moment at the previous Olympics in Sochi. Just like in 2014 at the 2018 Games in Pyeongchang, it came down to Sean's final run. But this time, at the top of the pipe, I had the complete opposite feeling. I had this overwhelming confidence that I was about to win, Sean explained. And guess what? Sean put down one of the best runs of his life, scoring a 97.75 to reclaim the gold. So, what key lessons can be drawn from Sean's extraordinary journey of reclaiming his success, and what profound insights lie within that influence the broader terrain of life's challenges? You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday, for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, you'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. Join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. I'm excited to announce that I've teamed up with Supercast to create a more robust and easy-to-access premium membership platform for listeners of this podcast, which will replace my current paid subscriber program through Spotify. Starting in January 2024, by subscribing to the Motivated Mind Plus, you will get access to a range of exciting perks, including access to 2 exclusive bonus episodes every month across all platforms now, ad-free listening across all platforms and new episodes, access to my members-only Discord channel, and exclusive discounts on my courses and premium newsletter subscription on Substack. All of this is available to you for only $5.99 a month. And don't worry, you can still listen to my regular 2 episodes per week for free forever. This transition will enable me to offer a wider range of features and benefits, all aimed at enhancing your engagement with my content, including being able to now access bonus episodes across Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast platforms. Most importantly, your subscription directly supports the podcast and the content I create by making future shows possible. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe today. Number one, referred pain. There is a medical phenomenon known as referred pain. This is when we experience pain in a part of our body that's different from the actual source or cause of the pain. For example, pain in our elbow is often caused by a pinched nerve up in our shoulder. The pain in the shoulder is referred to the elbow. Now, this referred pain is a great analogy for a lot of problems in life, because often the solution to a perceived problem is to fix problems in the proximity of that problem. Sean's perceivable problem was his disappointing performance on the snow. But as he said, that disappointing performance had nothing to do with snowboarding. It had to do with the problems in his personal life, which were being referred to the snow and causing his disappointing performance. So Sean addressed those changes. After Sochi, I made all of these changes that made me a more complete, happier person, Sean explained. And when I look back, I'm so proud of the gold medal at the 2018 Olympics, not necessarily because of the medal, but because of the human I became to get it. You know, a more well-rounded person, a happier person. So often, we struggle to understand that problem solving needs a very holistic approach. More often than not, the apparent problem is actually a symptom. The real issue lies elsewhere. This is why we struggle to solve our problems. We're looking in all the wrong places. Now, it's not just the deep investigation of the root problem that requires closer attention. It's also how we measure success. Because success is not only measured by external achievements, but by the internal transformation and happiness achieved through overcoming challenges. When we rely solely on external measurements of success, it leads to a shallow sense of fulfillment. They offer temporary satisfaction and often lack a deeper intrinsic meaning. Number two, a shift in priorities. After Sochi, Sean read the tennis player Andre Agassi's autobiography, Open. And there was a very specific section that really struck a chord with him, one that inspired him. The part of the book that I enjoyed the most, Sean explained, was that once he stopped making tennis his whole life, once he started prioritizing his family and his friends and his foundation, he actually played better. There was a famous quote highlighted in the book by Otto von Bismarck: "Fools learn from experience. I prefer to learn from the experience of others." And this is very fitting, because learning from Agassi, Sean stopped making snowboarding his whole life. And once he did, he actually performed better. We often believe that if we have a narrow focus, we'll increase our chances of success. However, quite the opposite is true. It's often the single-dimensional focus that actually hinders our overall performance. Broadening our focus and having a more balanced life actually leads to improved outcomes. Whether that's focusing on prioritizing our family, friends, or our mental health, it's these multidimensional elements that sprout greater fulfillment. We often forget that life is very much interconnected. Our personal happiness, relationships, and a sense of purpose contribute significantly to our overall well-being and, consequently, our success. Now, over time, this balance becomes misaligned, similar to a tire that's seen numerous miles and bumps. And this misalignment is what creates uneven wear on the tire. Well, our lives are no different. Over time, our focus needs to be recalibrated. And that alignment machine is introspection. Giving ourselves the time and space for introspection is critical because it allows us to recalibrate our focus and identify these multidimensional elements. Remember, success extends beyond the confines of a single pursuit. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive from mental slump to Olympic triumph. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.